Hello, everyone. This is JVL. Donald Trump is at it, inflating his size again.
This weird obsession with crowd sizes.
We're back to where we were on Inauguration Day, the day after Inauguration Day in Trump 1.0, with Donald Trump bragging about his crowd size. He held an event to kick off the Great American State Fair on the National Mall on Wednesday night. And then he immediately today rushed out to defend his enormous crowd that was very into the speech and that nobody left at all. I'm JVL, here with my Bulwark colleague, Will Sommer, to break it all down. Here is the tweet from President Donald Trump on Truth Social today. The crowd was incredible last night, packed to the brim. At least 45,000 people were there with a huge television and online audience. I wish we were able to have an even larger area, which we will be able to do on July 4th when I'll be speaking again. The airplane flyovers and music were fantastic, blah, 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 blah. Everybody stayed right until the end of my speech because they loved hearing about a truly successful America. See you again on July 4th. That's in less than 2 weeks. I'm sure you can't wait for that, Will. Will, do we think there were 45,000 people there?
No, not at all. You know, Trump has, you know, crowd size can be tricky, but Trump has a way of like always reaching for a number that is like so clearly a lie. You know, like it seems like a few thousand people were there. If he had said, let's say it was 3,000 or 4,000, if he had said 8,000, I'd give it to him. But he always multiplies it by like a factor of 10. You know, I'm in D.C. You can tell when there's a big event, because there's just more people, there's more tourists walking around, whatever. In this case, I did not feel that at all. I was downtown right before the rally started. Didn't look like all that many more people. So, I mean, clearly it was not 45,000.
The most interesting part about this to me is his insistence that everybody stayed until the very end. For people, I want you to understand, this was by Trump standards, a very, very short speech. He did about 30 minutes. And we had our Bulwark colleague, Jared, down at the mall taking some video during the speech. Take a look.
They're doing great.
So this is Jared just standing there. And you can hear him droning on and on. And all these people, watch the people as they just start board streaming off. A lot of them have red hats, a lot of MAGA hats. They're just like,
just the crowd is dissolving,
staring at their phones as they walk away. You know, if there was 45,000 people there, people would be pretty packed together. Now, a lot of walking room, people not like ass to elbows in that.
Yeah, pretty easy. Wow. Egress, as it were. I think that point, you know, based on what he was saying, I think that was maybe like the halfway point, maybe three quarters of the way at most into the speech. So to be clear, that's not like, okay, you know, we're about to start YMCA and do the dance.
Correct.
I mean, that is, you know, we're very much in it. And, you know, it's
we're
50,
we're only 15 minutes in, Will.
Right. It's crazy. And so the fact that he said, oh, everyone was there, don't worry about it, that suggests to me, I mean, that Jared video is kind of the one that's circulating. That suggests to me that maybe that video in particular got under the president's skin.
Boy, it's nice to dream, isn't it? I would like to, at the risk of taking words the president of the United States says seriously, analyze a couple of the things that he said, because it was an interesting speech in that it was mostly on script. So you listen to it and you can see there's a handful of times where he deviates. And you and I were both surprised, Will, that he does not attack Democrats by name. He attacked previous administrations of the presidency, which I think tends to, correct me if I'm wrong, Will, that is not normal for nonpartisan national celebrations.
Yeah, needless to say. I mean, it's crazy. It's gotten so far with these. I mean, this is an official government event. And he's giving a campaign speech.
So we'll just go through some of the highlights here. As you know very well, a short time ago, we were a dead country. We were dead. Now we're the hottest country anywhere in the world. I wonder how dead we really were, though. If we can go from being dead to the hottest, I mean, were we really truly dead or only kind of sincerely? Were we like Mad Max, Miracle Max in Princess Bride, like he's only mostly dead?
You know, it is, It is striking that, yes, the country has managed to come back completely to life despite tariffs, despite a failed war in Iran. So things couldn't have been really that bad.
So he did the reflecting pool. This was sort of wild. So he talked about how great the reflecting pool is, how terrible the vandalism is, how it's going to be fixed immediately. Don't worry. How all the people who did the terrible vandalism are going to jail, but also it's already perfect. Here he is.
And the reflecting pool that you've heard so much about, which is so incredible, it's been gruesomely vandalized by thugs, bad people, but soon will be looking as beautiful as it looked just 2 weeks ago. In fact, I looked at it just a little while ago. It looks perfect already, but we're fixing it. The vandals got to it. They've largely been caught and are being prosecuted. We can't let that happen to our country. Can't let that happen.
So there you go, Will. The vandals got to it. They've largely been caught and are being prosecuted. We can't let that happen to our country. Can't let it happen, but it looks beautiful.